This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday edition of the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today, because we have another great song for you, and we are continuing with our Saturday-only series, Where Are the Dead?, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Looking in several scriptures today, so get your Bibles out and follow along if you can. And remember that after the program, I'm going to be telling you about our gift offer to honor my late mother's birthday. This is the last week for that offer. But right now, let's hear It's Real, and then the message.
Oh, how well do I remember how I doubted day by day, for I did not know for certain that my sins were washed away. When the Spirit tried to tell me I would not the truth receive, I endeavored to be happy and to make myself believe. But it's real.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Now, dear Heavenly Father, as we open Thy Word to study today, bless us. Dear Lord God, bless us as we study Thy Holy Word. Save the man or the woman, the boy or the girl that's nearest hell. And bless Thy dear children who listen today for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, David, when his baby died, I'm just giving you this by way of introduction. The servants were afraid to tell him. David had been fasting and had been praying in sackcloth and ashes. You know what that means? That means that King David was down in ashes, covered with burlap, sackcloth. That is the kind of cloth that you make bags out of for feed, and bags for the farm and for storing grain and so on. So David was down in ashes, covered with burlap, sackcloth, praying. And when the baby died, the servants were afraid to tell him. But they told him, he knew, and they told him. And so David said, he got up, he washed himself, he ate, he dressed, and they couldn't understand it. David said, I can't bring the baby back, but I can go where he is. Now, was David mistaken? Who are you going to believe? I ask you today, as you listen to my voice in Radio Land, when you study concerning the dead, who are you going to believe? David's baby was dead. When David made that statement, the baby was still in David's house, a dead corpse. David said, I cannot bring the baby back. The baby was still there. The corpse, the body, it hadn't gone anywhere. But David said, I can't bring the baby back, but I can go where the baby is. Now, what did he mean? David believed that when his baby died, the spirit, the soul, the inner part, the inner man, Paul mentions it in Romans 7 and in Ephesians 3. I believe that's Romans 7:11 and Ephesians 3:16. If I remember correctly, I don't have time to turn. But he mentions the inner man. There is an outer man, the flesh. God made man out of the dust of the earth, and then God breathed into man's nostrils, and man became a living soul. So David said, my baby has gone, I can't bring it back, but I'm going where it is. Now, where did the baby go? I'll tell you where the baby went. We're going to read the 23rd Psalm. David said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. So David believed he had a soul, you know? You know, I think I'd rather follow David than some of the teachers and leaders we have today. I'd rather follow David than any man I know alive. I certainly had. He restoreth my soul. He brought my soul back, David says. He restored it. After I sinned and had my neighbor murdered and took his wife, committed adultery and murder, scheming, stole a man's wife, had the man killed. Jesus, the shepherd, the good shepherd, restored my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, here's the verse. David said, yea, though I walk through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, through. He didn't say, yea, though I walk into the valley of death or the grave or death. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Christians do not enter death nor walk through death. They walk through the shadow, the valley of the shadow. Shadows do not hurt you. You can be standing by the railroad track and a train can speed by with 100 cars behind the locomotive. And it can be speeding down the track at 100 miles an hour, and the shadow of every one of those cars can cut you down, but you'll stand there unharmed. I want to say glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. Death does not harm the Christian. Death does not hurt the Christian. O death, where is thy sting? The sting has been taken out. Jesus took the taste out. He tasted death for every man. And the Christian does not taste death. The Christian does not feel the sting of death because Jesus died for us. And when we accept him, then he has taken the sting and the death and the taste and the fear and the dread out of dying. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for your religion if it doesn't take the fear of meeting God out of you. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I'm going through it. I'm not going to enter it and stay there. I'm going through it. If I walk through a room, I enter one door and go out the other. David said, I'm going to enter the valley of the shadow, and I'm going through it. And I'm not going through it alone. Listen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I won't be afraid. Why? For thou art with me. Who? The good shepherd, the Lord Jesus. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You believe that? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You believe that? If you believe that, and then you say the souls of the righteous are in the grave, then the Son of God's in the grave with every one of them. Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. He didn't say, I'll go with you to the grave, then I'll leave you there to the resurrection. He said, I'll never leave you. Now, can you see it? Do you want to see it? Are you trying to see it? Or do you have a closed mind? Think it over. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, not the valley of death, but the valley of the shadow. Death to a Christian is only a shadow. Death cannot kill the soul. Fear him that hath power to kill the soul, Jesus said. Fear not them that hath power to kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. All right. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David said, yea, though I die, I'll die in comfort. Now, you may have pain in your body when you die, and you may have agonizing pain when you die. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you're washed in the blood and covered by the blood and saved by grace, and you can say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, in your dying hour, even though you die in agony of body, you'll die in comfort of soul. Because, praise God, the rod and the staff that comforted David will comfort you. Because God is no respecter of persons. And God would not do for David what God will not do for you and me, if we'll only permit him. Now, let's look further, because we're not through. It's marvelous. The Lord is my shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I'll not be afraid. The Lord's with me. He's going with me, and he'll comfort me. Now look at verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Now then, listen what this says. Surely, I'm reading the 23rd Psalm, verse 6. Surely, David didn't say maybe. He didn't say possibly. He said surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days that I live, goodness and God's mercy shall follow me. The goodness of God, the mercy of God shall be mine all the days of my life. And then what does it say next? Now notice, please listen, don't cut the radio off. I'm doing this intentionally. Does it read like this? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and when I die, I'll go to the grave to sleep in unconsciousness until the resurrection. Is that what it says? Huh? Well, let's see if it is. Look in your Bible, Psalm 23, 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll enjoy the goodness of God every day I live, and then I'll enjoy the house of God forever. Now, beloved, let me tell you something. You don't have any right. I don't have any right. No person on this earth has any right to add to or take from that verse of Scripture, warp it or twist it, or make it say what you want it to say. David said, surely, positively, absolutely, I know that goodness and mercy will follow me every day I live, and then I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. He didn't say, I'll go to the grave, I'll rest for a season, I'll be unconscious for a time, and when the resurrection morning comes, then I'll dwell in the house. Didn't say that. He said, I'll have goodness and mercy every day I live, and listen what he said. Then, or rather, I will have goodness and mercy every day I live, and I will dwell. Now, did his body, you say the body is Oliver Green, but I say the body isn't Oliver Green. You say that the body is the man, the body. There's no such thing as an immortal soul. But I say, bless God, that David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days I live, and then I. What's he talking about, his body? No. He's talking about that soul that he said He restoreth my soul. And I, the inner man, the soul, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, beloved, if you want to see that, you can see it. And if you don't see it, it's simply because you're wrapped up in some religious dogma or doctrine or tradition, and you're not willing to sacrifice your tradition to meet the Word of God on fair basis. Now, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll not be afraid. I'm going through it, and He's going with me. I'm not going to stop in death. I'm not going to stop in the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not going to stop in the grave. Surely, positively, absolutely, knowingly, for a certainty, goodness and mercy shall follow me every day I live, and I, not my body, but I, the inner man, David, the soul that he restored, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going where my baby is. I can't bring my baby back, but I'm going where my baby is. I'm going to him. I can't bring him back, but I'm going where he is. I'm going to the house of the Lord, the paradise of God, and I'm going to dwell there forever." Now, is that clear? Is that understandable? Can you see it? Do you want to see it? Now, let me ask you this. Is the Lord your shepherd? Is the Lord Jesus your Savior? In Him we live. Without Him we die. In Him we're saved. Without Him we're lost. With Him we have someone to walk with us, even through the valley of the shadow of death. But without Him, you'll be chased out of this world by the King of Terrors. I tell you what I wish you'd do. There's a little verse of Scripture that I'd like for you to read, and I'm looking for it now. And if I can find it, it's in Job 18. Maybe I ought to read it. Let's turn to Job chapter 18, and let's read some verses in Job 18. I didn't intend to do it. I just happened to think about it. I said, in Jesus, you have someone to walk with you through the valley of the shadow, in Jesus. In Job 18, we find these words. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. He shall be driven from light into darkness, and chased out of the world. Now, that's in Job 18, verses 11 and 18. Job 18, verse 11 and verse 18 in the 18th chapter. Terrors talking about the wicked man, talking about the sinner, talking about the ungodly, talking about the lost. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. He shall be driven from light. He shall be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. That is, the King of Terrors, the devil, will literally chase him out of the world. Let me tell you something right now. You keep the dope out of dying men and let some men die a natural death, and you can write some books on hell. You can write some. I could tell you, if I had the time, some experiences today where men begged to have their feet pulled up out of the fire. Men begged to be pulled up in the bed. I know one dear man that died in such horror that he begged him to let him get out of the bed and get under the bed. He said, "The demons are chasing me." And he begged them to let him get out of the bed, and would have if they hadn't held him on the bed. The day before, he was so weak, he couldn't even raise his arm to take a drink of water to cool his feverish throat. So weak, he couldn't even raise his head. Then the next day, it took 5 men to hold him on the bed while he died. Now, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want somebody to write me a letter and explain to me why it is that an old saintly, godly, praying, Bible-loving mother, she comes down to die. She may be in agony of body. She may be suffering with cancer or tuberculosis or some other disease that absolutely racks her body with agony. But in her dying hour, she calls the loved ones in. She kisses them all goodbye, and she says, John and Joe and Sally and Jane, meet mother, meet grandmother in heaven. I'm going home now. I'm going to leave you. Won't be here much longer. I won't be here when sun goes down today. I'm going home, but I want you to meet me. I want you to meet mother. I want you to meet grandmother. Meet me in heaven. Won't you promise to meet me over there? And she goes on, and she tells everybody goodbye, and she lies there, and maybe in a whisper, she sings Amazing Grace. Happy day, happy day. Oh, bear me away on snowy white wings. And then finally, when the end comes, she draws that last breath. A smile plays over her face, and she's gone. That's the godly, sainted mother. And then there's the other fella. He's been a wretch. Been a miserable, wicked sinner. Cursed and gambled and drank and murdered and lied and cheated and stolen. Comes down to die. Have to tie him on the bed, hold him on the bed. Screams and hollers. As one dear man that I know about, know for a surety, said, pull me up in the bed, my feet's on fire. Explain it. Explain it. What is it that makes some die in peace and others die in horror? I can tell you. Job says the king of terrors, the devil, chases sinners out of the world. And the psalmist says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll not be afraid, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me every day that I live, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Suppose I do die. That's just a doorway through which I step from time into eternity, from this body into paradise. Hallelujah. If the Lord is your shepherd, you have nothing to dread. If the Lord is not your shepherd, you have hell staring you in the face. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, I beg and pray in his precious name that you'll save the soul that's nearest hell today, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Now, my dad has finished teaching us for today, but I still have a few moments left to share with you a very special gift offer. I hope you learned from the program today and can find something to apply in your Christian life. But I do want to spend the last few moments telling you about our gift offer. Oh, now this is the last week I will discuss this offer. You may order it for several weeks to come, but if you can't order today, please write down the information so that you don't forget. Now, what is in Gift Offer O? We have a very special interview with my mother on compact disc, and also a book by my mother on a very special, important topic from the Bible. And all of this is available to you if you simply ask for Gift Offer O and send a donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Now, if you've listened to the program very long, you know that we exist through your prayers and your donations. We are not underwritten by any group. We don't have money coming in each and every week from a group that we know is going to donate or give us money. We depend on you, our listeners, to give as God directs. So if you can give a donation of at least $10 and ask for Gift Offer O, I'm going to send you, first of all, a compact disc with an audio interview with my mother. We call it A Journey of Faith. It is 40 minutes long and is conducted by Tom Harvey, who was a very long time friend and helper to my dad, helped set up tent meetings. He was our radio guy that got the stations on the air for us, a very, very important person in the ministry. And he did this interview with my mother. You'll learn so much about how it was in the beginning with the tent services and all of that with my dad. Sometimes I had to share a single hamburger or a sandwich for a meal. The money was so low. But they went through it and followed the Lord, and the ministry grew. There are also songs on here, such as Down at the Cross, Jesus is All the World to Me, and so on, that my mom really loved. Then we have Everlasting Life, a book by my mom on that subject, a very important subject. What is it? How do we know we have it? 104 pages long. It's a hardback book with a foreword by my dad. So, to get both of these great items, the CD and the book, just ask for Gift Offer O and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.